Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A boil water advisory issued in Montgomery County.
The city of Elk City has issued a boil water advisory for its water system. Customers should observe the following precautions until further notice. If your tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines by letting the water run until it clears. Boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces. Water is safe for bathing, but young children should be supervised to ensure they do not swallow any water. Officials in Elk City issued the advisory because of a loss of pressure and a risk of contamination.
Authorities are investigating the cause of a semi-fire that shot down a portion of I-35 just south of Homestead Lane in Edgerton. The occupants of the semi were able to get out of the vehicle unharmed. The attached trailer was not carrying any hazardous materials. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
Hi there, I'm Susie Schuster, sportscaster, wife, and mom. My family's always on the go, so when a cold comes on strong and we need to get through the day, we trust Vicks DayQuil. DayQuil's severe honey flavor provides fast, powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, which I'm happy about. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor, the daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious medicine. Use as directed and keep out of the reach of children.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that she has formed the Kansas Water Subcabinet to formalize cross-agency coordination, collaboration, and planning on the state's water quantity and quality priorities. Creating the subcabinet provides an efficient and practical internal forum for experts across several agencies to discuss water-related data and policy and strengthen state government initiatives on emerging and long-term water issues. The Kansas Water Subcabinet will be managed by the Governor's Special Advisor on Water, and its permanent members will include representatives from the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, the Kansas Department of Commerce, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The group's tasks could include developing cross-agency goals and strategies on Kansas's long-term water quantity and quality issues, strengthening service delivery of the state's water grants and programs, and responding to upcoming and short-term water-related issues while strategizing preventative measures. The subcabinet will also prioritize securing federal or private funding opportunities across agencies to leverage the state's historic recent investments in the Kansas Water Plan. The subcabinet will meet regularly and will provide monthly updates to the governor. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is warning poultry owners of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, nationwide. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said this warning includes cases in several states that border Kansas, including Missouri, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And although Kansas has not confirmed a case of HPAI in a domestic or commercial flock since April of 2023, the primary source of spread for this outbreak continues to be wild migratory waterfowl, so the threat of exposure to susceptible birds in Kansas is high. Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said anyone involved with poultry production, from the small backyard chicken owner to the large commercial producer, should review their biosecurity activities to ensure the health of their birds. And to find guidance on biosecurity, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health webpage. According to the Kansas Department of Agriculture officials, HPAI is a highly contagious viral disease that infects chickens, game birds, turkeys, and other birds, and the disease can cause severe illness and/or sudden death in infected birds. This outbreak has seen illness and mortality in a wider scope of bird species than past outbreaks, including wild and domestic waterfowl. You should attentively monitor your birds for symptoms of HPAI, and they include coughing, sneezing, nasal discharge, and other signs of respiratory distress, lack of energy and appetite, decreased water consumption, decreased egg production and/or soft-shelled, misshapen eggs, incoordination, and diarrhea. Avian influenza can also cause sudden death in birds even if they aren't showing other symptoms. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said if these symptoms are observed in birds, immediately contact your veterinarian. And if you don't have a regular veterinarian, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health Office toll-free at 833-765-2006. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said for more information on HPAI, including the current status of the confirmed cases in other states, as well as more information about biosecurity for your flock, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture's avian flu webpage or call the Kansas Department of Agriculture at 833-765-2006. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe will be held today, Monday, November 13th, and this month's presentation, entitled Fort Hays State University Maker Van and the Portable Planetarium, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University Science and Mathematics Education Institute, or SMEI, and it begins at 7 p.m. at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. You can experience the world around you in the portable and immersive planetarium and check out the new Fort Hays State University Maker Van and all the programs it offers. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Roldler at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
A special exhibit, Notorious, from the Smoky Hill Museum is now on display at the Handsome Museum in Logan, Kansas, and it will remain on view through January 28th of 2024. Kansas has a rich history of events and colorful characters that have shaped the state that we call home, and amongst those people, one can find a wide variety of individuals whose actions range from noble to downright despicable. With this exhibit narrowing down that list to some of Kansas's truly notorious individuals. The meaning of notorious is complicated and can be just as gray as the people it describes. In some instances, it's used to pronounce someone negatively, while at other times it's been used to define anyone who is widely known. And in this exhibit, the visitor is left to decide, as visitors will learn about people like John Brown, Dr. Brinkley, Bonnie and Clyde, Buffalo Bill, and the Bloody Benders, to name a few. Certain individuals are undoubtedly infamous, and the meaning of notorious is clear-cut, while others leave you with a lasting debate. Visitors will discover legend versus reality, how society views shift with time, and just how these notorious Kansans forever left their mark on the state. And if that's not enough, visitors can count on some hands-on elements to get more into the story. Admission at the Hansen Museum is always free, thanks to the generous support of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. And for more information or if you have questions, you can contact 785-689-4846. Sheridan State Fishing Lake in Hoxie will be dewatered to allow lake renovation, and as a result, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has issued the lake to be open to public fish salvage effective immediately. This order is posted on the information boards around the lake, and it allows the public to collect any remaining fish by any legal methods, as well as by hand, dip net, throw net, minnow trap or seine, snagging, gig, spear gun, bow and arrow or crossbow, with a barbed head and line attached from the bow or crossbow to the arrow for per regulation. The fish salvage order will also remove all daily creel limits and size limits per regulation. This public fish salvage will remain in effect until the posted notice signage on site is removed. And for more information, you can contact Dave Spalsbury, the district fisheries biologist, at 785-726-3212. November is Norton County Community Foundation's 8th annual My Foundation campaign, Match Month. And this month-long matching gift campaign is designed to encourage giving to the community foundation. To incentivize giving, the Norton County Community Foundation has received matching gift opportunities from two generous donors, the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, which will match every dollar raised up to $50,000, which will be put into the Norton County Unrestricted Grant Endowment Fund. And this fund is the future of Norton County Community Foundation's grant-making ability. If that $50,000 is raised, the Norton County Community Foundation will receive an additional $50,000 bonus for operating purposes, $45,000 to the operating endowment, and $5,000 to the operating account. And new this year is an opportunity from the Patterson Family Foundation, which is a private family foundation that is geographically focused on assisting Kansas and western Missouri counties with fewer than 50,000 residents. They're matching donor gifts one-to-one up to $70,000. If the Norton County Community Foundation meets its goal and raises $70,000 from its donors, they will receive the $50,000 match from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, the $50,000 bonus from Dane G. Hansen Foundation, and the $70,000 match from the Patterson Family Foundation for a total of $240,000. The funds raised will primarily benefit the foundation grant-making ability as well as support operations, which in turn allows the office to offer other programs such as Match Day and scholarships and more. Each year, on average, the Norton County Community Foundation awards 15 grants totaling approximately $100,000. Grant requests are reviewed monthly by a committee, and the application to apply can be found on the website nortoncf.org/grants. And is due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. Some examples of grants awarded by the foundation can be found on their Facebook page. Donations for Match Month can be made online at nortonccf.org/matchmonth or by mailing or delivering a check to the office at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203 in Norton. And donations must be received by November 30th. For more information, you can contact the office at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortonccf.org, or visit the office in the Heaton Building, 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
Contact me, Joy Johnson, at 785-877-3221.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Retail food and feeding advocates join the American Farm Bureau Federation to press for improvements in any new farm bill. Their message was the same as AFBF's: a new farm bill is needed urgently. Leslie Saracen heads the Food Industry Association, representing thousands of food retailers and wholesalers.
As of September 30th, there was a provision that ended and has not been extended, and we don't know what's going to happen. And that relates to the transaction fees that are associated with SNAP purchases and other government-provided programming.
Saracen told a National Press Club gathering food retailers already have a razor-thin profit margin.
We on the retail side will continue to pay our part of the transaction fee that's associated with that. But the other side now is not required to pay that part of the transaction fee. So then the question becomes, are we going to have to pay that at the retail sector as well? And in a business that over the last 40 years has averaged a 1 to 2% margin, that's just not sustainable.
Nor says Feeding America CEO Claire Babineau-Fontenot is the same spending for a growth-hungry population, as she calls for a doubling of Farm Bill Emergency Food Aid, or TFAB.
I think it's regrettable if we have resolved that the best we can do is what we've done. So I actually don't embrace the idea that we can't do more in this Farm Bill.
But unless there's more money found, the fight among Farm Bill riders over farm versus feeding programs is increasingly likely to continue into the new year. Comments from Food Industry Association head Leslie Saracen and Feeding America CEO Claire Babineau-Fontenot. This has been a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We don't have any big changes to the overall fair and mild weather pattern in the Central Plains. Right now, the jet stream is favoring the northern states, and that'll keep things dry over Kansas through this week. Temperatures will stay very mild for the next few days, well above average, with highs today and tomorrow in the mid and upper 60s, a few spots hitting 70. Thursday looks like the warmest day of the week, with most of our state in the 70s, then things cool off a little bit on Friday. Little or no chance of precipitation for a while. The long-range models are hinting at a change in the weather pattern by next weekend, with some rain possible. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is set up over eastern Kansas. We have a low-pressure trough east of the Rockies, and that combination will keep temperatures very warm for the next few days. That trough will get a little bit stronger tomorrow and Wednesday, and that'll result in the wind picking up, especially over our western counties. Overnight, we get clear skies, cooling into the low and mid-30s in the west, and upper 30s and low 40s central and east. Tuesday looks like a sunny, warm, and dry day. The trough will stay in place. The wind will be out of the southwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour and gusty in the western high plains. Upper-level high pressure will dominate the weather again on Wednesday, sunny, warm, and breezy through Thursday. A dry cold front moves in with cooler air on Friday. We may see some rain Saturday or Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're in the upper 60s with low to mid-30s for the overnight hours, upper 60s and low 70s north-central, and tonight upper 30s and low 40s. Northeast, upper 60s for the afternoon. Tonight we're in the upper 30s, upper 60s and low 70s southwest, and low to mid-30s for the overnight hours. South Central, upper 60s with low 40s overnight, and Southeast, upper 60s and low 70s for the afternoon, and tonight we'll dip into the low 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.